Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.
This is the Open Airs Project, day 23.
When I was younger, classical music was only played in like bookstores and sort of this very low-key environments. But nowadays, you can expose children to the music in a way that allows them just to appreciate the music without any stereotypes. My name is Justin Jackson. I'm a preschool art teacher in New York City. And this is In the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg. So the beginning part for me really strikes a chord because it takes me back to when I was younger. I was marching around the living room. You know, because the instrument itself almost instructs you to kind of like move in a certain way, especially this part. Like, I remember tiptoeing really, really fast, just getting very excited. Even nowadays when I'm working with children, I put it on and just kind of see how they sort of respond to it. We had children picking paintbrushes to match the sounds. And I remember a child picking a very thick paintbrush for this beginning part and just sort of stamping the paper right to the beat, like
boom, 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 boom.
And then you saw other children, you know, kind of grabbing their paintbrushes and adding to it as instruments would come. Sometimes children would pick up the smaller paintbrushes and just lightly tap the paper. More paintbrushes, more instruments, and it gets louder and louder and louder and louder. And at this point, the children are just excited and they're just going wild. Throwing paint on the paper, paintbrushes everywhere, brush strokes. And this is the part as a teacher that you just truly enjoy because the children are fully engaged. I still, even to this day, get excited about this part. It's so dramatic. It builds up, it builds up, it builds up. It's clashing, instruments clashing, and then all of a sudden it just stops. So to be able to pass it on from my childhood to now children that I work with, it's pretty fun.
Justin Jackson chose In the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg, and you can hear it coming up just after this. By the way, our Open Ears Project playlist is growing by the day on openearsproject.org, and we're also compiling a fantastic listener playlist. Thank you to your suggestions. So if Justin's piece resonated with you and you maybe have your own story to tell about music that connects to childhood, we'd love to hear from you. Our email is hello@openearsproject.org. See you tomorrow.
Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month. Now here's something fun for fiction fans. Book of the Month is a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. They feature a selection of new and early releases at the beginning of each month for you to choose from. And then your pick is delivered right to your door. Plus, they have audiobooks too. Book of the Month focuses on selections from new and upcoming authors, so it's the easiest way to find great new reads that you may not have discovered on your own. This month, check out 5 Broken Blades, a thriller steeped in deception, lies, and betrayal. It's by Mae Corlin. You won't want to miss it. For more information and to see additional titles, visit bookofthemonth.com. Get your first book for just $5 with code PETALS, that's PETALS, to get your first book for $5 at Book of the Month. Open Ears is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.